And now, Rock 107 Local Licks. For the next 2 hours, your host, Joe Cleon, gives you nothing but local and regional music. From Canton, Akron, Cleveland, Columbus, and Youngstown. Joe travels the region, finding the best local and regional hard rock and metal. It's Rock 107 Local Licks. From the only station that supports the local scene. Canton's Rock Station. Rock 107.
Good evening. Welcome to Local Licks. My name's Joe Cleon. For the next 2 hours, nothing but homegrown rock and roll music from right here in our own backyard. We have a band joining us in the studio by the name of Tie-Dye Harvest. Why don't you guys introduce yourself, and we'll get into a whole hour of live acoustic music.
Hi, my name is Jim Tighe, guitar player and singer.
My name is Eric E-Rock Sosinski, bass player and vocalist. And our percussionist, Tim Ginley, is here, too.
Why don't you, before we get into some music here, tell us how you guys got together. I know you guys have been playing together in 500 different forms for about 20 years, haven't you?
Jim and I are approaching our 20th anniversary of playing music. I joined with him in early 1987 when his band Harvest was playing around town. And that evolved into Tie-Dye Harvest in around 1990, and we made a name for ourselves around Northeast Ohio and actually the Midwest by playing a mix of covers and originals, and also developing our Pink Floyd review, which was actually the genesis, the original start of, or roots, I should say, of
Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
Wow. So it's been a long road along the ways, and so now Wish You Were Here is going, and Jim, you left Wish You Were Here a couple years ago?
5 years ago.
It's been that long. Wow.
2000.
But, and you guys still play together regularly, though, as an acoustic duo, right?
Yes, we're at the Tradesman in Parma.
Every Tuesday.
That's on State Road from 9 to 12.
Yes. I'm sure. Play around town, different gigs. And Jim also plays with the, for our big Wish You Were Here gigs that we do, Jim's still a part of the Wish You Were Here family.
And yes.
And so, they can find all your gigs at the two websites, right? FloydTribute.com.
FloydTribute.com.
Tied.com. Yep.
Excellent. So you got the big Wish You Were Here show coming up at Blossom.
Yeah, Friday, May 26th, the Friday of Memorial Day weekend for the Big Blossom Barbecue Fest.
This coming Friday.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's going to be a good time.
What do you got?
Our biggest show ever.
What do you got in store to make this your biggest show ever?
Well, we're recreating the 1973 Dark Side of the Moon tour that Floyd did at Blossom. So we're playing on the exact same stage. And recreating that show, plus, you know, doing other things as well from, you know, beyond that. So it's going to be our biggest show, biggest light show that we've ever done.
And some fireworks as well.
Fireworks after the show, too.
And the thing I like it about it the best, lawn tickets, only $7.50.
It's very reasonable.
Actually, nice and cheap.
They've got discount coupons around town for $2.50, so lawn tickets are only $5.
Very cheap.
Pavilion would be $10.
A lot of great food out there as well during the barbecue and music fest, they're calling it?
Yes.
That's right.
So you guys put out your first Tie-Dye Harvest CD going back when? About early
1991?
91?
Yeah. 1991.
And didn't you spend a couple years just doing nothing but pretty much solid touring on that record?
Yeah, we were a full-time band. We played as well in Northeast Ohio. We went all the way out to Vermont, PA, New York.
Had a blue bus.
Kentucky. The big blue bus.
And we also supplemented some of the gigs as a duo.
Yes, we played around town as well.
Why don't we get into a song here? I know you got your guitars plugged in. We're going to do some unplugged acoustic stuff.
Yeah, these are it's kind of the unplugged versions of these tunes. It's really, you know, the core of the songs, really.
Right.
Is that original Tie-Dye Harvest CD available anywhere if anybody would want to pick it up?
I think you can get it at Cannabis Connections in Cleveland.
They might have a
few copies. But it's been out for 14 years now, so it's almost 15 years, actually.
I'd like to mention Matt Weiland wrote a lot of the lyrics off of some of these songs. Chewy.
That's right.
Well, let's get into a tune here. How about Lose My Mind in Here? That's always been one of my favorites.
The first song on the first CD.
Absolutely. Right. You guys ready to do it?
Sure.
Yep.
Tie-Dye Harvest live in the studio on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
This is a good old-fashioned American drinking song. It's going on day three, and I haven't got a clue just how the hell I got here or how to get back to you. I just woke up on the floor, climbed back on the stool, and there's the brass rail smiling like he took in a drinking fool. The piano player keeps playing, the barmaid gives a wink, the dartboards keep on laughing as the pool cue pours a drink. The bar stools keep on dancing as I chug down my beer. Somehow I knew beforehand that I'd lose my mind in here. drink. The bar stools keep on dancing as I chug down my beer. Somehow I knew beforehand that I'd lose my mind in here. I said, lose my mind in here. Standing still, the piano player keeps playing, the barmaid gives a wink, the dartboards keep on laughing as the pool cue pours a drink, the bar stools keep on dancing as I chug another beer. Somehow I knew beforehand that I'd lose my mind in here.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, performing live in the studio tonight. The band Tie Dye Harvest, that track called Lose My Mind in Here.
Well, it's not really the band, it's just the duo, really.
The duo, well, it's kind of the stripped down band.
Tie Dye Harvest Unplugged.
Yes. Naked.
The websites, once again, are tiedye.net and floydtribute.com.
Right.
And you guys play together again every Thursday at the Tradesman Tavern, right?
No, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
That's what I come down, Joe.
We also play at Slam Jams on Memphis and Fulton on some Wednesdays. Yes. So check out tidy.net or floydtribute.com. You'll find all of
it. It's around Cleveland.
And, of course, the big show at Blossom with Wish You Were Here,
the Pink Floyd
Friday
tribute. Yes.
At the Blossom Barbecue and Music Fest. Why don't we get right into another song here?
All right, what's called Montezuma Skies. This is actually off the second Tidy Harvest CD from 1994. Montezuma Sky.
So those are the only two CDs that you guys have done?
So far.
Okay. With Tie Dye Harvest, yes.
Yeah.
There's talk of more, maybe.
Title track from the second CD performed live in the studio. This is Montezuma Skies. Tie Dye Harvest live on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
This road bound to end, be in Chiapas by nightfall, where the roads turn to trails, and then by dawn, under Montezuma skies, we'll dance with the Romero. With the turquoise eyes, I'm not gonna see nightfall. Feeling short of breath, don't wanna cause no problems, want to do what's best. Just leave the bullet near the bottle, let me do the rest, and then by dawn, under Montezuma skies, We'll dance with the Romeros, with the turquoise eyes.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, performing live in the studio tonight on Local Licks. Kind of a stripped-down version of the band Tie Dye Harvest. Glad to have you guys around. And about once or twice a year, you do some reunion shows with the full band. Isn't that correct?
That's
sure.
Right.
We have a big show, first one, September 9th, at the Winchester, which is in Lakewood, Ohio. Probably a 9 o'clock show.
Definitely
September
worth
9th.
The trip to come up to that place.
And then December, we'll be at the Sly Fox and up by Great Northern.
So will this be the original lineup when you do this reunion, these couple of reunion shows?
Well, sometimes we do. We've got different various guests and such. It'll at least be Jim.
The nucleus.
Myself,
sure.
Bob Gerhardt on keyboards.
Myrtle might make an appearance.
Yes, we've had Vince Brancaccio, who is our drummer. We've also had our drummer from Wish You Were Here, Tim Joseph, also sits in sometimes. So.
And Tim Ginley, over there on percussion.
So it's a nice family of people you guys have all played together for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been cool. We've been able to do different projects, you know, with each other. And still
have fun.
Playing around town, it's a
good time.
And
you also play bass with Michael Stanley, Eric, as well.
Yes, I've been doing that since 1993.
Why don't you plug the big summer gig you guys got coming up?
It's Saturday, June 3rd at Nautica, or the Plain Dealer Pavilion, whatever that's called, the Nautica stage.
Between the two of you, E-Rock and Jim, and all your different configurations, how many gigs would you say you guys have played together?
Wow.
Over 1,000?
Well, over 1,000,
I know between 1987 and 1993, we did over 1,000 gigs there, and then since
we're
then...
We're well on our way to over 2,000.
It's got to be close
probably.
To 2,000, I would think.
And next year we celebrate 20 years of singing together.
That's amazing.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
How have you guys been able to handle each other for 20 years?
Yeah. A couple little separations here and there.
Lots together.
Lots of Jaeger.
Lots of Jaeger.
And Jaeger. No, it's been cool. I mean, it's like anything, you know, it's like a marriage in some ways, you know what I mean? You gotta give each other space and give and take and respect. And in the end, I mean, after 20 years, it's, you know, there's...
Respect.
There's a lot of respect for each other, as well as just knowing, you know, that I can play something and he could, like, tell... We have almost a telepathic bond there, musically, I think.
I'm sure musically, after 20 years, you know each other pretty much.
As stupid as that sounds, it makes sense. It really does.
This next song's always been one of my favorites of the band, based on a trip to Vermont you guys took, correct?
Yeah, we played in Killington, Vermont a few times, and our lyricist Matt Weiland wrote some great lyrics, and we put them to music, and This is what we came up with.
I know. I spent about a year living in Vermont, about 20 minutes from Killington, and it's really a great place.
That's right. You did the ski reports.
I did. And this song kind of brings back the whole memory.
Nationwide ski reports.
Let's get into it right now. Live in the studio, it's Tie-Dye Harvest, unplugged and acoustic. This song called Killington on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
The final pack of cigarettes, the final mile to go, the final stretch of highway to set up for the show. Get back to the mountains, to get back to the snow, to get back to the sweetest earth that I shall ever know. The worst is far behind us, and the best is yet to come. The clouds have gone as far as I can see. The road is so much wider now, and I think I see the sun rising where the roadhouse used to be. I've seen a thousand faces, forgot a thousand names. I've roamed a thousand midnights to follow distant flames. Mountains where I can breathe the air, where I can let my mind unwind, where I don't have a care. Worst is far behind us, and the best is yet to come. The clouds have gone as far as I can see. The road is so much wider now, and I think I see the sun rising where the roadhouse used to be. Your snows have cleansed my soul. Your stars have guided me back here. Your mountains made me whole. Killington, you saved me. You made the old seem new. I traveled through a thousand nights to get back home to you. The worst is far behind us, and the best is yet to come. The clouds have gone as far as I can see. The road is so much wider now, and I think I see the sun rising where the roadhouse used to be. The worst is far behind us, and the best is yet to come. The clouds have gone as far as I can see, as far as I can see. The road is so much wider now, and I think I see the sun rising where the roadhouse used to be.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, performing live in the studio tonight, kind of a stripped-down, unplugged version of the band Tie-Dye Harvest. Websites are tiedye.net, also floydtribute.com, that track called Killington. Can you guys stick around and play for the entire hour?
Sure.
Get you guys to work a little bit tonight. How you think about that?
Yay.
It's what we do.
We'll be back with more live in the studio music from Tie-Dye Harvest on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.